Unit 24. Grammar in Context. Page 458. Listen to the story about intuition.
Intuition. It was a sweltering day. Thane and Aurora were driving down Maple Street, looking for a yard sale, when they spotted the old man. Waving at them with a half-hearted gesture, he looked as though he hadn't eaten for days. 9:30 in the morning, and it's already beastly hot. I wish I had an iced tea right now. Open your window, will you, Thane? Wow! Look at that old man, Aurora. Boy, I'd sure get out of this heat if I were him. Pull over, will you? Let's give him a ride. He's going to faint if he doesn't get out of the sun. Thane, I wish you would stop taking pity on every weirdo you see. He's probably an axe murderer. I bet he'll kill us and steal the car if we pick him up. I don't think so. He looks harmless to me. Just a poor old guy. He's acting as if he's sick. But, sweetie, we've got to get to that yard sale. There won't be anything worth buying if we don't get there soon. If only no one buys that chest of drawers they advertised. My male intuition is telling me we'd better stop. If I had a nickel for all the times we've done things because of your male intuition, I'd be a rich woman. Aren't females supposed to have the intuition anyway? Okay, I just hope we don't end up in the newspaper headlines. I can see it all now. Young married couple mutilated by serial killer. They pulled up to the curb in front of the old man. Need some help, sir? Thane asked. The old man smiled. Yes, thank you. Could you take me to a pharmacy? I'm diabetic and I've run out of medicine. I'm on a trip around the country, but I keep forgetting to buy enough insulin. If I don't take my medicine regularly, I go into shock. If only I weren't so forgetful. They found a pharmacy and got the insulin. Back in the car, the old man said, Now, if you can just take me to the bus station, I'll be on my way. Aurora frowned. Thane said, Sure, we can do that. At the bus station, they helped the old man out of the car. Can you tell me your names and your address? When I get back home, I'll send you a token of my appreciation. They gave him their names and address, said goodbye, and proceeded to the yard sale. As Aurora had predicted, all of the good merchandise had been sold. I wish we'd been able to get here in time to buy that chest of drawers, she said. But I'm glad we stopped for the old guy. He did need our help. I'll be surprised if we ever hear from him, though. You don't really believe all that about his taking a trip around the country, do you, Thane? In a few days, they had forgotten about the incident. 3 months later, they returned from a short vacation, and Aurora was going through the pile of mail that had accumulated in their absence. She opened a long envelope with no return address. What in the world? Thane, come here and look at this. There was a letter inside, neatly typed, which said, Dear Thane and Aurora, I finished my trip around the country and had a marvelous time. I'm now back at home and won't be traveling anymore, I don't think. I met some wonderful people in my travels, the two of you among them. Thank you for your kindness to a forgetful old man. If you hadn't come along when you did and taken me to the pharmacy, I might have died. At the very least, I would have become quite ill. I wish there had been time for us to get to know one another. If I had been fortunate to have any children of my own, I couldn't have had any nicer ones than you two. At any rate, I am enclosing a token of my gratitude. My warmest regards, Quentin Wilkerson. Something fluttered out of a second sheet of folded paper. It was a check for $50,000.